You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another shiny, new, and fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Shiny and new, huh? I like it. I like it. This is episode 771. Certainly, we've never done 771 before. And we're glad that you're hanging out with us today, as always. Hope you're having a great day. Hope the weather is warming up where you are. It's a little cold here today, a little windy. A little more weather than we were anticipating, unfortunately. That's all right.
It is.
Tomorrow's a new day.
You know, it is a shiny and new episode, though, just like your head, Rob. Shiny and new.
Yeah, I forgot to do the makeup this morning.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You're going to be extra shiny today.
So wear your glasses if you're watching this on YouTube.
Anyway, welcome to a very exciting show. Just want to say thank you to everyone who does support the show, who are Drone U members. They're part of the Drone U community. If you're not a part of the Drone U community and you don't have exclusive access to our 29 courses that are available online as of right now, then you're going to want to go to droneu.education. Yes, that's a website, droneu.education, or you can go to thedroneu.com. Whatever works for you. Become a member, support the show, have the ideology of lifelong learning, as that is one of the quintessential variables of success as a human being, that you're always willing to learn. So if you are always willing to learn, then this is definitely the place for you. So increase your chances and probability of success with Drone U. Just go to droneu.education. Well, Rob, let's hear today's question. Let's just get right into it. I'm really, really interested in hearing what's going on.
Hi, Rob and Paul. This is Taylor from Colorado. I have a question about having multiple apps open during a mission. For instance, what's your recommendation about having the DJI 4 app open along with Maps Made Easy or Pix4D during a mapping mission? I was wondering this in case one of those apps crashes and you need to grab control of the drone during the flight. Thanks for all you guys do for the drone community. It's outstanding and unparalleled.
Thank you, Taylor. It's good to hear from you, buddy. I hope that things are going well up there in Colorado. And so, Paul, do you ever do that? Have multiple apps open when you're flying a mission? Is there a reason to do that? If so, which apps would they be?
So this is actually something that happens commonly as pilots try to solve problems from one app to the other when they are doing mapping missions. I will say definitively with experience in doing this, if you open up DJI Go 4 and have it running in the background before you run another mapping mission, whether it's with Pix4D, whether it's with Maps Made Easy, aka Drone Pilot, or if it's with one of the other systems, the settings in DJI Go 4 will override whatever settings are in the secondary application utilizing the Bird's SDK. What does that mean? If I go into DJI Go 4 and I set my white balance to 5,500 Kelvin and I turn on auto exposure bracketing because maybe I just wanted to take a cool picture of something, well, the interesting information here is that if I were to run that mapping mission, let's say in Pix4D after I turn on AEB and the white balance, the mapping mission will actually shoot every single photo as AEB. So instead of a mapping mission of 300 images, it's now going to be 900 or 1500 images.
So is that a bad thing?
That is definitely a bad thing.
Just because of the space, you don't need that many images?
No, you don't. Also, though, if you are, let's say you're in Pix4D and you set your white balance to cloudy and then you go back into DJI Go 4 and set your white balance as sunny, or you manually set it for whatever reason, DJI Go 4, again, will override whatever Pix4D does. So if you're running DJI Go 4 in the background, it will override whatever settings Pix4D, Maps Made Easy, Drone Deploy is using.
So is there a way to turn that off?
No.
Within the... So really, there's no reason to have two apps going then?
Unless you're having a problem with one particular app, if it's glitching out. So let's say Pix4D is glitching out for whatever reason, and you're having an issue with it actually like hitting the shutter and taking pictures when it's supposed to. You can like attempt to go into DJI Go 4, and with some drones, like it'll tell you when it's taking a picture, so you can just mirror taking the picture yourself. But if you're trying to do this like with the X7, it does not work.
Interesting.
So, let's say if you have a glitch and you can't set your white balance to exactly where you want it to match the best possible coloring for your maps, then you would go into DJI Go 4 and say, I want 5,500 Kelvin, don't move, and you go back to the other app and start doing your thing.
Okay.
So now let's say you have an airspace authorization from the FAA, but not from DJI, and you're in an area where it could potentially be a problem. As long as you don't open up DJI Go 4, the drone will still run its mission. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of a little workaround.
Oh, there's many workarounds, Rob.
Oh, I'm sure. Staying up late trying to figure them out, actually.
Sorry. Ask me if I've hacked a drone. Oh, wait. Now it's ruined, so I can't use it anymore.
Well, short and sweet, I suppose, but I think that answers Taylor's question. I hope so. Taylor, as you know where to reach us. You know how to find us. So if you have another question or a follow-up, let us know. AskDroneU.com, same place that you sent this one in. We'd love to hear from you again.
That is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.